Megan Rapinoe and partner Sue Bird to create TV show about lesbian soccer players. By Amy Furr on April 20, 2024. Retired soccer player Megan Rapinoe and her partner Sue Bird are working on a television series about lesbian athletes based on a novel called Cleat Cute, The Washington Examiner reported on Friday. Rapinoe and her partner Sue Bird's production company, A Touch More, will create the series, The Examiner said. Meryl Wilsner, the author of Cleat Cute, writes happily ever afters for queer folks who love women, according to the Amazon website. The Examiner article continued. The story centers on two players on the same team, Grace and Phoebe, who fall in love as they prepare to compete for the World Cup. Future Shack, the company that produced Fox's Murder in a Small Town and Good Cop/Bad Cop on the CW and Roku, is also involved. We are thrilled to be working with Future Shack to bring Meryl Wilsner's wonderful book to life. Having spent most of our lives on teams, we want to celebrate the ways in which relationships, both romantic and platonic, are organically created through sports, Rapinoe and Bird said in a statement. Cleat Cute will not shy away from the messiness, occasional frustration, and undeniable beauty that come with loving the game and the players within it. In March, Rapinoe, who played on the U.S. women's national team, took up arms against U.S. out midfielder Corbin Albert for sharing a video by a Christian who decided to detransition after finding God, according to Breitbart News. The 20-year-old Albert had reposted a video by a teen who faced serious mental health issues that caused him to think he might be transgender. The teen says that after he found God, he realized he was not trans and detransitioned. The article said, noting that Albert later apologized for posting the video after Rapinoe and others took offense. Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston noted that Rapinoe, who retired from professional soccer last year, went all in for transgender athletes after she was safely out of the game and did not have to face playing with men on her team or the teams of her opponents. In November, Rapinoe suffered a serious injury 3 minutes into her last National Women's Soccer League game, according to Breitbart News. The outlet also stated that she garnered more attention for her political stances than she did for anything on the soccer field.